Pirkei Rav Lezer, Perek Chaf Zayin, the 27th chapter. We were discussing the 10 tests of Avraham Avinu, and we're holding by the 6th test. Nisayon HaShishi, the 6th test. Bau Alav Kol HaMelachim, all the different kings pounced on Avraham, Leorgo, they want to kill him. Amru, they said, Natchil Rishon Beven Achi, V'Achakaf Natchil Bo. The kings figured, we'll first go and capture Lot, and then we'll take care of Avram. And that's why when they captured Lot, they didn't execute him. They held him in captivity. They figured Avram will give chase. He'll come to redeem him. The Zohar even says that Avram first came with money. He thought they wanted money. He said, I'll give you money. Give me back my nephew. So they capture Lot, and they have in mind that when Avram's going to come, we'll kill him. So their main purpose was Lot, which would get them Avram. And once they captured Lot, they took all the wealth of Sodom and Amorah. And then they took Lot and his wealth into captivity. As the verse says, the angel Michael came and told Avram that Lot was captured. As the verse says, the refugee came and told Avram the Ivri.
But it was old.
Michael is known as Hapalit, the refugee.
But it was old.
The one who escaped. Michael, Saro shel Olam, hu Magid. Michael, the officer of the world, he's the one that always reveals things. As the verse says, Uvar Knafay Magid Deval, the one who has wings, he's the one that tells things, and that's a reference to Michael. Yeah.
But it was old.
Okay. One Midrash says Zog, another Midrash says Michael. Yeah.
But the angel takes off.
One second, he's waiting. One second. Yeah.
Could you perhaps tell me why he's known as the fugitive letter?
In a second, the Midrash will say.
But he cannot go running away from the humans. He cannot be touched by humans.
Okay. The Lam Nikash Mopalit. So then why is he called the fugitive? Lepi Shebshah Sheipil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzamael V'chat Shelo Mimkom Kedushato. For at the time that God knocked down Samuel and his group from their place of holiness, he grabbed onto Michal's wing to bring him down and make him fall. And God had him escape from his hand, fileto, Hashem, so to speak, got him out of there. That's why he's called a refugee. He's the one that made it out. And regarding him, the prophet in Ezekiel said, the refugee came to me from Jerusalem. Who's the refugee? That's Michael. And that's what it says by Avram. The refugee came and told Avram that Lot was captured.
Sounds like angels rebelling against Hashem.
Chas v'chalilam.
But Samuel is a bad angel?
We had a whole class on it. If you want, Thursday night, Mitzvah in 2 weeks.
I know,
we'll
but the two angels got together. One angel is hanging by in the heavens, the other one is on the rope.
Okay.
Bad magic comes.
So, Yechezkel said about Michael, Bai lai hapalit Mirushalayim lemor huketa ir. Lakach Avram et shloshet talmidav et Eliezer avdo imo. Avram took his three students, Oner, Eshkol, and Mamre. Chanichov, it says he took his Chanichov, that's his students, and Eliezer, his servant, he took him with him. He chased after them till Dan, which is Pamais, the Banyas, that's up where the Jordan begins streaming, right? Why is it called the Banyas? Who knows? Because there was an idol that was called Pan, and they used to worship that idol. So they named that area where they placed the tribe of Dan, placed that idol at the entrance to the cave where the Jordan starts flowing, so that the Jordan, they believed, would be blessed from this idol. So they called it Panius. And Chazal wanted to denigrate this idol, so they changed it from Panias to Pamias or Pamias, and that's like P Meus. Its mouth is disgusting. That's how they every time we have the name of an idol, Chazal change its name a little bit to degrade it. That's why we call him Yoizel. All right? We always change the name a little bit so that we don't give it honor even when we refer to it. Yeah.
The interesting thing is that there's a Greek mythology about Pan, which was a Greek idol.
Yeah, it's a Greek idol.
Was, I know what the mythology says, he was exiled from a country on the other side of the Mediterranean because they didn't like him there, he came to Greece.
So, it's the from Middle East.
So,
or the Levant, actually.
It was like gold.
Abram,
yeah, they even showed in Hercules cartoon like this guy was teaching Hercules with, and he chased the nymphs.
So he chased after them until Dan, which is Pamias Shneimaros. The verse says, "Vayoldof Adan." Abram chased these kings till Dan. V'sham nitakev tzadik, and over there, this tzadik Abram was detained. Shesham neemalo. And because over there God told Avram, Tehei yodeh, I want you to know, Shevnei vanecha atidin avod avodazra, your great 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 grandchildren will ultimately serve idols over there. Shneimaros, the verse says, Vayasem et ha'echad bevetel v'te'echad natan bedan. Yeravam ben Nevat, when he established his two golden calves, he placed one in Betel and one all the way in the north in Dan, the other at the extremity. B'sham hiniach talmidav unshem imahim. And over there, he left his students together with their wives, or it should say the anshehem imaim and their men with him. Ve'lakach Eliezer avdoimo, and he took only Eliezer, his servant, with him. Minyan otiot shmo shmona asar u'shlosh mot. The letters of his name are the gematria of 318. So together, these two went. Vayarek et chanichav yelidei beito. So he took together with him shmona asar u'shlosh mot. 318, that's a reference to Eliezer. Ve'radaf achayhem ad misimol le'damasek. And he chased after them until the left of Damascus. Shneimaros, the verse says, Ve'echalek aleim laila. He divided over them the night. Shmuel HaKatan omer, Sham nechlak lo alayla. Shmuel HaKatan says, over there, the night was divided for him. What does it mean, the night was divided for him? So, half the merits of that night he took, and half the merits he left for his grandchildren. That night, what night was Avram chasing the kings? That was the night that the firstborn in Egypt were killed. That was the night of Pesach. We have a tradition also that was the night that Achashverosh couldn't sleep. Right?
It's also like since there is no name of Hashem, you could just assume that Hashem couldn't be consoled at, against his children, Jewish people, with such a decree from the Amalek.
Okay. So that night,
like you were, it's like the parallel through.
Okay. Yeah, Laila Shikam Avram Damlachim
couldn't sleep, couldn't avert his eyes from the problem.
Okay. On that night, he was just making a comment that Balaila Huna Dedashanat Amelech could be a reference to God instead of Achshverosh. On that night, Avram smote the king. Shneimaros, the verse says, Vaychalek Alem Laila. Valzenemar, and about this night it says, Vahi Bachatzi Ha Laila. It says, when was the Makkah of Bechoros? In the middle of the night. Which night? That was the night that Avram also had an issue in the middle of that night. Hillel HaZaken Omer, Hillel the elder says, you know there was Hillel, the famous Hillel who was an elder, and then there was Hillel, the younger Hillel. So that's why this Hillel, the famous Hillel is known as Hillel HaZaken, the older Hillel. Lakach Avram et kol rechush Sdom Amorah v'chazav shalom. Avram took all the wealth of Sdom and Amorah and made it back in peace. And he didn't lose anyone. Meaning he went to war and he came back and they didn't lose anyone. Vayashev et kol haruchush, he gave back all the wealth. Vayavram mitpached v'amar efshar sharakti kol eilu uchlusim lo nimtza v'en tzadik. Avram was fearful. He said, I killed so many people. Could it be that I didn't end up killing a tzadik, that Hashem's going to hold it against me? Amar lo hakadosh baruch hu al tira Avram. So God appears to Avram and tells him, don't worry about it. About this verse, the prophet testifies that he has nothing to worry about, that he never got his feet dirty. That Avram, so to speak, even though he chased after them and he killed so many of them, You have no dirt on your feet from this that you've done. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, Rabbi Yeshua the son of the bold one, the son of Rabbi Akiva, said, Avraham itchil rishon la'aser ba'olam. Avraham was the first one who took a tithe, a tenth, and gave it to charity. Lakacht kol ma'asar sdom amra v'chol ma'asar lot ben achiv natan l'shem ben noach. He took a tenth of the wealth of Sdom and Amora and of the wealth of his brother Lot, his nephew Lot, and he gave it to the priest, to the kohen, Shem the son of Noach. As the verse says, he gave him a tenth of everything. So that's why we have the custom today, we also give a tenth, right? We're supposed to give a tenth of our profits to charity. So Shem the son of Noach came out to greet him. He took out bread and wine to greet him. He saw how strong he had been and how he had won this war and all the wealth that he brought back. And he was wondering to himself, he was thinking, look, Avram was worried about Shem. Maybe Shem will be upset at me. I killed his great 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 grandchildren in this war. There were some of his great great grandchildren there. Shem was worried about Avram. Now Avram's going to say, look what your great-great-great-grandchildren did to me. They captured my nephew. So they're each worried what the other one's going to say. Hitchil ma'alel umfer umshabach umfer l'shem boro. So what does Shem start doing? He starts praising God. He says, Baruch kel elyon shem again tzrech v'yadecha. Blessed is the God who is above everything, who gave over your enemies into your hand. Amad Avram ayam pelev na'kadosh v'omer ribon kol olamin lo v'chach yadi asitit kol eile lev v'chach imincha. Avram stood in prayer and he said, God, I didn't do it with my strength, I did it with your strength. For you are my protector in this world and the world to come. Shneimar, the verse says, Hashem, you are my protector. That's a reference to this world. You're my honor, you uplift my head. That's the world to come. When the angels saw Avram attributing his strength to God, they said, Baruch atah Hashem again Avram, blessed are you Hashem, who is the protector of Avram. And with this we finish the 27th chapter. Let's quickly recap what we saw tonight. We saw the sixth test was that all the kings united under Nimrod to kill Avram. Their plan was, we're going to capture Lot, Avram's going to come and we're going to kill him. We saw that Avram got word from Michal. Michal is called Hapalit, the refugee. We saw that he's called the refugee because he made it out from when Samal and his group were knocked down from heaven. We saw how Avram took his students in Eliezer, and then when he reached Dan, and we discussed why it's called Banias and Pamayas, that when he reached there and saw the idol worship of his grandsons, he was weakened. And over there, he let go of all those that were with him, aside from Eliezer. Together with Eliezer, he went on that fateful night, which was the night of Pesach, which was also the night when Ahasuerus couldn't sleep. And then that night at midnight, he attacked them. He came back in peace and had all the wealth. He took a tenth of all the wealth, and he gave it to Shem. He was concerned maybe he'll be punished for having killed so many people, and God said, this isn't going to dirty you. When Shem attributes his strength, he says, blessed is God who gave you the ability to destroy all your enemies. Avram turns to God and he says, it's not my strength, it's your strength. You're the one that protects me in this world and the world to come. And the angels responded and said, blessed are you Hashem, who are the protector of Avram, Magen Avraham.